Welcome to the Daylight Savings edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 2nd of April 2023. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7WP and VK3PG. We go out on medium and high frequency, courteous to the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF-CB channel 15. Thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in Southern VK7. VK7 Broadcast News. History being made. Today is a historic moment as the first Sunday statewide broadcast that has originated in the South on VK7RHT and is going out statewide via the VK Link network on VK7RAA in the North and Northwest. It has never originated real time from one place and been broadcast across the state ever before. We had a trial statewide broadcast replay on Tuesday night which went well, with many good comments, and thanks to Harry VK7HXT for doing that callback. We are finalising a callback roster for the Sunday broadcasts to share the load across VK7. Please note that given the number of people on a statewide broadcast on a Sunday morning, somewhere between 30 and 50, we will only have time to receive and acknowledge call signs. Once the callbacks are over, there will be plenty of time to chat statewide about other matters. That's MB3 from the VK7 Amateur Radio Broadcast Team. RAOTC, broadcast for April. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 3rd of April 2023, at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. This month's broadcast was compiled and recorded by Andrew, VK3CAW, who has undertaken to continue doing so on a bi-monthly basis. This means that there is an opening for others to participate on the alternate months. The technical article is taken from a previous post in OTN Journal. It is titled, G, There's a Good Idea. It describes G navigation, invented by British engineer Robert Dippy during World War II. G navigation provided an accuracy of less than a few hundred metres at a range of 560 kilometres in total darkness. It was the first hyperbolic navigation system. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream. Or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR at 439.775 MHz, the Dazzler range. The date again is April the 3rd. Callbacks will follow on all three networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you missed the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. That's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Nets. Another great net night that saw the following participants. VK7's EKA, FGGT, TW, OO, KT, PD and ZAB all sharing 45 photos over a very noisy link. There were various subjects like all creatures great and small, a Radio Shack setup, a Hobart Street Festival, galaxies and planets, a palm-sized SDR and a dual-paddled CW Kia. A an HF loop up in the air and then looking sad on the ground. Magnetic loop antenna tuner. Mirrored scenery that questions which way is up. The continuing series on repeater sites, and this week featured the EVK7RIN Baron Tier setup. A meteorological sunlight detector glass sphere from New Zealand. The dangers involved with the ute. Traffic light patterns in the fog. Remember, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site that allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately at any time, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. However, for this week, Ken apologises for no new decoded pictures. He had forgotten to switch his 2-meter radio to SSTV after last Sunday's broadcast. He said, "I thought it was rather quiet on 2 meters this week." And that's MB3 from Andre, VK7ZAB. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards, held as at the 30th of March 2023, is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, vk7bureau@wia.org.au. If you do not wish to receive QSL cards, please let me know, as well as the stations you work. Herman has been advised there is another delivery of cards on the way from WIA HQ. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Contest News. John Moyle Field Day 2023. And a reminder about submitting those logs for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Logs are due no later than the 7th of April 2023. Details can be found on the contest website page. 73 from Dennis Johnson, VK4AE. Now news from the Northwest. SSTV Net. On Monday night, the 27th of March, we held our monthly Northwest Tassie SSTV Net on the VK7RMD Mount Duncan 2-meter repeater. We had 5 participants: VK7EV, VK7HSC, VK7MAD, VK7KT and VK7WP. The night allowed participants to test, learn and adjust settings, as well as sending pictures. We finally finished about 9:15pm, with the format being a semi-controlled net, round-robin style, to allow people to take turns transmitting, make comment and adjust their settings. Good night was had by all, and it was great to have people on air from West Montague in the far northwest through to Ulverston. 73 from Eric, VK7EV. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Endurance Ride. Last Saturday, NWTARC again provided safety communications and rider tracking at the Kentish Endurance Riders event out of Sheffield. The track was bounded by Sheffield, Kimberley and Railton. NTARC filled a couple of gaps in the team, providing a cosmopolitan comms group for the event. An early start brought fresh temperatures conducive to waking up at that hour of the day, or was it still night? The day later turned into pretty much perfect sunny conditions, but not overly hot. The 80-kilometre ride, made up of 2 circuits of the 40-kilometre track, started at 0700, with 40 and 20 kilometre rides at intervals later. The usual routine of recording riders as they pass through or stop for watering and calling through to base with rider numbers and times. Also a few calls for a float to provide an easy trip back to base for the rare case of horses not feeling the best. Those on the job were VK7's DC Dave and Matt at base, ZIR Idris, ZAB Andre and ZSB Stefan at double checkpoint 1 and 4, KPC Peter and ARN Roger at 2, RI Rick and XYL at 3, WP Ross and LSB Lucas at checkpoint 5. Peter VK7SP was also at base doing some programming research for the NTARC tracking system. an anode of an experience for all concerned. Report supplied by Roger, VK7ARN. And that's from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer for NWTARC. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio Network news broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. We start off with a brief report of the club's equine endurance rides activities. So over to Roger, VK7ARN. Saturday, 25th of March, saw NTARC members VK7ZIR, ZAB, ZSB and KPC teamed up with NWTARC's DC, MAT, WP, RC, LSB and ARN for NWTARC's annual outing to Sheffield to provide safety comms and rider traffic for the Kentish Endurance Ride. Also present was VK7SP grabbing the opportunity to nail a ride timing system interface programming ERC. Thank you, Roger. It was indeed an enjoyable day, both from helping provide safety communications for the equine event point of view, but also meeting up with the Northwest crew again and catching up on what's been happening. Endurance ride pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs. On a different note, I feel I must mention this week's Wednesday night club TechNet session hosted by Nick VK7WW. After dropping in on the net for a listen by using the club's Kiwi SDR receiver, it soon became apparent that there was an ever-growing roll call of net participants. It appeared that the VK3s were actually outnumbering the local VK7s for a change. Hi, hi. Even though the net started off with extensive lightning crashes to contend with, these did subside towards the end of the evening and in no way dampened everybody's enthusiasm as the net ran over time. The TechNet must have a growing shortwave listener base because other users were logging onto the SDR as well, and we were all tuned to the same 3567 kHz. For those who are not participating in the net, don't have an 80-metre band antenna or radio and would like to participate, you can listen in via the internet by using the NTARC Kiwi SDR. This is a software-defined radio using the club room's multi-band vertical antenna. It is received only, but can support many listeners logged in at the same time. This will get you started as a shortwave listener on the VK7TAZ TechNet. Link to NTARC Kiwi SDR is included in the text version of this broadcast or on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. If you are using a tablet or PC, your first login will bring up a welcome screen with operating instructions. If you need this help menu at any time, then tap or click on the purple arrow on the left side of the screen. On a similar vein, I noticed something of interest in the latest TechSum Radio Australia newsletter. This is a newsletter intended mainly for shortwave listeners. In the section under Listeners Report and Things to Listen Out For section, there is a rather large mention of Nick's TechNet, and TestNet CW sessions covering location, when, frequency and times. Evidently, they also publish the information on social media as well. It seems your net fame is spreading, Nick. Now back to Terra Firma. Upcoming events. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday the 5th of April and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. running through to about 10:30 p.m. at the club room at Archer Street, Roger Lee. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon and we look forward to seeing you all there. Why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. The TestNet and TechNet session. Wednesday the 12th of April. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. And a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm until 8:30pm. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7WW. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@intark.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on this Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC. News from the South. Scout Centenary, Signet, VK7HSD. On Sunday the 30th of April, Huon District Scout Station, VK7HSD, will be operating portable from Signet's Burton's Reserve to celebrate 100 years of scouting. Both Signet and Huonville Scout Groups boast a large group of youth who currently hold their foundation licences. We'll no doubt be looking forward to sharing their journey in amateur radio to the wider community. Both voice and digital on HF, along with DMR, EchoLink will be utilised from 10am till 4pm on the day. There'll also be lots of electronical hands on displays to experiment with too. On-air contacts will receive a commemorative QSL card to mark the occasion. We look forward to hopefully making the contact on air or even in person. For more information, please email Michael, vk7mrs@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Michael, VK7MRS. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. VK7RHT 2 metres back on Mount Wellington. The 2 metre repeater on 146.7 MHz, formerly known as VK7RAD, was moved to the top of Mount Wellington last Sunday, the 26th of March. In a fitting send-off, bagpipes were being played as the repeater's gear was removed from the domain. Video on the Discord. I'd like to thank Damien, VK7SD, and Richard, VK7ZBX, for helping on the day. Also thanks go to Michael, VK7MRS, and Justin, VK7TW, for their assistance on the repeater committee and other help in the background. We still have a few niggly things to fix and other notes, which we will let you know about below. The system is currently in the following configuration. TXRX on Mount Wellington with a 141.3 Hz tone on both transmit and receive. Signal reports on transmit appear to be excellent, with about 36 watt out of the duplexer to the antenna. Sight noise was actually better than we expected once we inserted a single bandpass filter into the receiver path. However, there is approximately 10 dB of desensitization, which we expected, when transmitting, which is out of our control to fix. Therefore, we have a backup receiver. Second voted receiver at the domain on 146.1 MHz. There is some occasional interference from the 147.975 MHz transmitter that we are currently working on rectifying. The third site on Grey Mountain will come online shortly once we have locked in a day to head up there. This will be a TXRX site on 146.700/146.100, so there will only be one channel you'll need to program for VK7RHT in your radios. The snug tier repeater on 146.850 will be removed from service in the same time period. Once this site comes online, it will take some more testing and patience as we work through the gremlins to make it right. There is currently no link to the north yet as we work through getting the local portions of the repeater right. You may hear occasional testing from the repeater committee team over the next few weeks on the repeater. Feel free to do your own signal tests, but please remember to announce your call sign to be considerate of others. If you'd like to see what strength your signal is like, please use the tool available here, which shows live RSSI data from each receiver. And a few reminders. VK7RDS on 439.750 MHz is still permanently linked to VK7RHT. All remaining services operating as VK7RAD remain unchanged at this time, including 6 metres. Repeater tail will be about 10 seconds long. Once you hear the courtesy beep, the timeout timer has been reset and you can key up. No need to wait the full 10 seconds for the tail to drop. There is approximately 1 second audio delay due to the digital order routing in duplex mode. If you hear the end of your own transmission when you unkey, this is normal operation. If you are listening to yourself on another radio through the repeater, you will hear this delay. Signal reports are welcome. Please send these through to president@reist.asn.au or post in the Discord server under the channel #repeaters-and-beacons. 73 from Hayden, VK7HH, on behalf of the Reist Repeater Committee. Club postal address change. Please note that the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Inc. has changed its postal address. It is Post Office Box 253, South Hobart, Tasmania 7004. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Presentation nights. Magnetic Loops, Myth-Busting Demo. This Wednesday night is the Reist April presentation and demonstration, and we will be busting some myths surrounding magnetic loop antennas. There are many myths out there on the interwebs about magnetic loop antennas, and so this presentation and demonstration will focus on myth-busting by presenting the facts, demonstrating them in real time, and busting some of the myths out there. The presentation will be given by Justin, VK7TW, and will be streamed and go out on DVB-T RF. This will take place on Wednesday the 5th of April 2023 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there. And that's 73 from the Reist Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night we started with Rex VK7MO and the latest auroral propagation update. This included the latest event on the 23rd and 24th of March 2023. This was a solar wind event coupled with the Earth's magnetic cracks that caused fantastic aurora and radio propagation conditions. There were three discrete radioactive events over the 23rd and 24th of March, and there were over 1,200 decodes over the period. Rex took the audience through the thoughts about the events. Thanks, Rex. Justin, VK7TW, took the audience through the 160-metre short vertical ground plane testing. This exercise used the Queen's Domain ground plane in comparison with 4, 8 and 16 ground plane wires using a Potomac field strength meter. Thanks to Kim Briggs for lending the FSM and helping with the experiment. Justin is currently writing an article for AR Magazine about the antenna and the ground plane testing. The next item we showed was an 18650 lithium phosphate lithium ion battery tester. This equipment is used to test 18650 batteries through cyclic load testing. Justin then quickly mentioned the recent move of the VK7RAD 2-metre repeater to Mount Wellington to become VK7RHT over last weekend. And we finished the presentation with a reminder of the future events. We have a fortnight break as this week is a presentation night. See you in a fortnight with the next DATV Experimenters Night. 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Training and Assessments. The next Reist Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is Saturday, May the 13th. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607. I'll give you that number again, 0417 391 607, or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6 p.m. AEDST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG, from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a 7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7RAF, 146.650 with a 600 kHz offset, CTC SS tone 141.3 Hz, Telink RAF north south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. The North South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Fridays, coffee mornings in the NTARC clubrooms from 10 a.m. till noon. NTARC Wednesday the 5th of April, club technical night from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Wednesday the 12th of April, TestNet and TechNet, TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesdays from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. Reest Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 12 noon. Reest DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the clubrooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. CCARC, 24th of April 2023, SSTV Nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. And now events. NTARC, 1st of April, Club General Meeting from 2 p.m. held in the NTARC Clubroom, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reest, 5th of April, Magnetic Loop Antennas, Myth Busting and Demo with Justin VK7TW from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. VK7, June 2023, VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. ALARA, November 2023, ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7PD. Repeaters, Reest, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio, Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, are there any takers? 40 metres, VK7TPE, 20 metres, VK7ALH, 10 metres, VK7JGD, UHF-CB15, VK7FMAC, and DMR, Talk Group 5, and D-Star, Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to I've Just Missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 09:30 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Please note, given the number of potential statewide callbacks, we will be taking and acknowledging call signs only. Once the callbacks are over, there will be plenty of time to chat statewide about other matters. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, it's 73 and stay safe from Idris, VK7ZIR.